This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
President Biden condemns campus violence, speaking out for the first time in a week.
Violent protest is not protected. Peaceful protest is.
As tensions across the nation reach a boiling point.
The people united will never be defeated.
Tonight, police clash with demonstrators in Portland and Washington, D.C. CBS Evening News starts now. Good evening. I'm James Brown in for Nora. And we'll begin tonight with President Biden's sharp criticism today of the violence that has broken out at protests on America's college campuses over the Israel-Hamas war. In recent weeks, nearly 2,000 people have been detained or arrested at dozens of schools. There were more protests today at Portland State, George Washington University, the University of Pennsylvania, and NYU. Speaking at the White House today, President Biden made his most extensive comments to date on the protests, condemning anti-Semitic slurs, vandalism, trespassing, and major disruptions to classes and graduations at some universities. New York City Mayor Eric Adams says nearly half of those arrested earlier this week at Columbia University and nearby City College were not students at those schools. Adams claims outside agitators are radicalizing students. CBS's Nancy Cordes leads off our coverage tonight from the White House.
White House officials say it was the sheer number of violent encounters on college campuses over the past 2 days that prompted President Biden to speak out.
There's the right to protest, but not the right to cause chaos.
His comments came in the wake of nearly 2,000 arrests at more than 30 colleges and universities.
Start tearing the barricade.
Just today, protesters were ejected from a library at Portland State University that they had occupied for 3 days. Inside, police say they found ball bearings, paint balloons, spray bottles of ink, and DIY armor.
Vandalism, trespassing, breaking windows, shutting down campuses, forcing the cancellation of classes and graduations. None of this is a peaceful protest.
Palestine will be free.
Like many protesters, President Biden has expressed concern about the plight of Palestinian civilians, more than 34,000 killed, according to the Hamas-run health ministry. But when asked today if he would change his policies towards Israel, as the protesters have been demanding, Biden said simply,
no.
The unrest is now threatening to become an election issue. Young people are a key Democratic voting bloc.
Biden needs to listen to what the students are calling for, which is an end to a genocide funded by the United States. So first things first, stop funding Israel.
In battleground Wisconsin, Donald Trump argued Biden should have spoken out sooner.
There's a big fever in our country and he's not talking.
But Trump also made this unfounded claim about campus demonstrators.
They do come from other countries and they are paid.
Some Republicans have urged President Biden to send in the National Guard to quell campus protests, but he said no to that today. CBS News was first to report that the Biden administration is now considering bringing some Palestinians from war-torn Gaza to the U.S. as refugees. JB?
Nancy, thank you very much. One of the most intense flashpoints is the campus of UCLA. Police broke up an encampment overnight, and bulldozers were brought in today to scoop up trash and tents. Some buildings were covered in graffiti. CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti is there.
Early morning chaos on the campus of UCLA.
These are CHP riot police.
Hundreds of officers in riot gear clashed with protesters.
Get back!
Get back!
Get back!
With support from multiple agencies, officers moved in, tearing down barricades and dismantling tents, firing rubber bullets and flashbangs. CBS's Carter Evans was there as police stepped into action.
We're looking at what might be the end of the protest here at this encampment. Police have got the protesters surrounded, pushing them up against a wall there, but they are not giving up.
The pro-Palestinian encampment set up by students 1 week ago was declared unlawful by the university Tuesday night.
This is an attack on democratic rights. This is outrageous.
More than 200 people were arrested, arms zip-tied behind their backs and led away.
We need to resist. We need to keep protesting, and that's the only way change will be made.
Newly released police body camera footage at Columbia University shows officers cutting their way through barricades after the school called in the NYPD to clear protesters from the campus. CBS News has learned no firearms were found, but police did recover small pocket knives, baseball bats, and clubs. CBS's Lilia Luciano spoke with New York City Mayor Eric Adams about the unrest at Columbia University.
We saw a change in protest behavior when we saw destruction of property, taking over buildings. We saw the patterns that these individuals that we identify are used to doing.
Mayor Adams says outside agitators known to police were arrested alongside the student protesters.
There is a difference between the protests that are happening outside the gates and the protests in the encampment. Who of these dangerous people were arrested inside Hamilton Hall?
Well, I'm not sure that if we're asking the question that if someone is dangerous that uses a hammer to break into a building, destroy property while they're in that building, burglarizing that building. Burglary is one of our seven major crimes.
Back here on the UCLA campus, cleanup is underway.
The encampment behind me has been cleared out, and tonight there's an increased police presence here on campus, along with calls for the chancellor to step down. Meanwhile, all classes have been moved online for the rest of the week, JB.
Thank you, Jonathan. Tonight, mandatory evacuations are in place in areas around Houston, Texas, as a major river there quickly rises. Nearly 40 million people are on alert for flash flooding. That's following days of torrential rains and severe thunderstorms. CBS's Omar Villafranca reports from hard-hit southeast Texas.
Parts of Livingston, Texas, waterlogged after overnight storms soaked the southeast Texas town. Up to 8 inches of rain fell in some areas this morning, leaving homes and businesses looking like lakefront property.
We tried to get to Livingston, but couldn't.
Heavy downpours drenched major highways and slowed traffic during the morning commute. We could only get as far as Cold Spring, 17 miles away. The main road in town is shut down. We found residents taking horses and even pet pigs to drier, higher ground.
About an hour and a half ago, it was about waist deep in my backyard.
Luckily, Vanessa Russell's home is on stilts, but her confidence is not high after she found out the Lake Livingston Dam across the street was open to relieve the swollen lake, dumping millions of gallons into her neighborhood.
It's horrible. Do not move to a floodplain, ever.
Oh, no way.
Further east in College Station, a woman tried to drive through a flooded parking lot.
Okay, that got bad very quickly.
She abandoned her car once the water became too deep.
She is okay. That is the important part. Her car, maybe not so much.
In northern Houston, this neighborhood also washed out. People there walking through water that reached to their knees. Houston's mayor, John Whitmire.
It appears the worst is yet to come.
High water vehicles like this one are the only way to get around certain neighborhoods. Here in San Jacinto County, emergency crews have already rescued 32 people. And with more rain in the forecast, that number may go up. JB?
Omar with the tough news. Thank you, Omar. Tonight, one of the nation's busiest highways is completely shut down in a bustling area of Connecticut. A massive fire after a gasoline tanker crashed also severely damaged an overpass. No one was seriously hurt, but this could have a huge economic impact in the Northeast. CBS's Tony Aiello reports from the scene.
Raging flames and black smoke turned dawn into darkness after the multi-vehicle crash on I-95 in Norwalk, Connecticut this morning. Fire officials say a car swerved in front of a truck pulling a flatbed trailer as a fuel tanker approached, loaded with 8,500 flammable gallons, all colliding under the Fairfield Overpass Bridge, igniting a massive fire. Ironically, it happened near the headquarters of Norwalk Fire.
The bridge was damaged. The heat from the burning fuel compromised some of the bridge, so that bridge is going to have to come down.
While firefighters used foam to battle the blaze, officials say roughly 4,000 gallons of the gasoline load have burned or run off. The crash occurred on the southbound lane of I-95, a busy stretch of the north-south interstate with more than 145,000 vehicles traveling through daily. The morning commute turned into a chaotic mess, with thousands of vehicles diverted to local roads around the accident scene after state police shut down the highway in both directions.
For a lot of truckers, we are on the clock, so we can only work 14 hours and drive 11 hours. So when this impact, it slows down the delivery time for our loads.
They will begin dismantling that fire-damaged overpass early Friday morning with an eye on reopening this critical highway for rush hour Monday, JB.
Tony Aiello, thank you very much. Today was the sixth day of testimony at former President Donald Trump's so-called hush money trial in Manhattan. Before the jury heard from a former attorney for Stormy Daniels, there was a hearing on more potential violations of a gag order by the former president. CBS's Robert Costa is at the courthouse.
Former President Trump, already fined $9,000 for violating a gag order, could be penalized again, as Judge Juan Merchan this morning considered four additional violations.
This judge, who's totally conflicted, has me under an unconstitutional gag order.
Prosecutors cited several examples, including this about future witness Michael Cohen.
That court lied in the last trial.
On the stand today, Stormy Daniels' former attorney Keith Davidson, who testified how he negotiated a $130,000 payment from Cohen to pay Stormy Daniels for her story before the 2016 election.
And you had sex with him?
Yes.
Davidson acknowledged texting with National Enquirer editor Dylan Howard the night Trump won, writing, "What have we done?" Howard replied, "Oh my God." Asked to clarify the text, Davidson told the jury there was an understanding that their activities may have assisted Trump's campaign. Trump has denied any wrongdoing and has denied knowing details about the payment. So today, the prosecution played an audio recording for the jury in which Cohen tells Davidson that Trump hates the fact that we did it. Davidson testified that was a reference to the payment to Daniels. Trump's lawyers, meanwhile, tried to paint Davidson as a serial extortionist of celebrities, citing alleged deals related to Lindsay Lohan, Charlie Sheen, and Hulk Hogan, and that he did the same with Trump.
They're doing a good job at showing sort of the seedy, dirty underbelly of this world that Keith Davidson peddles in. By all accounts, you know, this is what this man does for a living. It's his bread and butter.
And today, Trump falsely claimed that he's not able to testify due to the gag order. That's not true. He is able to testify. The gag order just prohibits him from criticizing the jury or the witnesses. JB.
Robert Costa in New York, thank you. Arizona's near total ban on abortion has been repealed. Governor Katie Hobbs made that official today, undoing a law that dated back to 1864. This summer, a law passed in 2022 will go back into effect. That allows abortions up to the 15th week of pregnancy. Some abortion rights advocates want that to be extended to 24 weeks and are collecting signatures to put that on the ballot in November. Here in Washington, House Republicans are bracing for another mutiny against their leader from the conference's far right. This time, Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene is threatening to move ahead with the vote to remove House Speaker Mike Johnson using the same procedure that ousted Kevin McCarthy. But this time, Johnson has an unlikely ally. In an interview for this Sunday's 60 Minutes, our Nora O'Donnell sits down with House Democratic leader Hakeem Jeffries.
9 months after getting the job of Speaker, Republican Kevin McCarthy of California got dumped by the far-right wing of his party. Following 3 weeks of paralysis, Mike Johnson of Louisiana took his place.
I want to thank you all for the trust that you have instilled in me.
After he worked with Democrats to pass the foreign aid bill that included $61 billion for Ukraine, Georgia Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene, who opposed it, said she will follow through with the threat to oust him. Jeffries told us he works to find common ground with the other side of the aisle, and at least one Republican who might be happy about that is Speaker Johnson.
Johnson, at some point today...
This past week, Democrats said they would vote against Congresswoman Greene's effort to remove him.
Has Speaker Johnson asked for your help?
He has not. And our view would traditionally be, let the other side work its own mess out. But when that mess starts to impact the ability to do the job on behalf of the American people, then a responsible thing at that moment might be for us to make clear that we will not allow the extremists to throw the Congress and the country into chaos.
You can see Nora's conversation with leader Hakeem Jeffries Sunday night on 60 Minutes. If you're looking to buy a home, your monthly cost just went up again. We'll show you why when we come back.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The body of a fifth construction worker has been recovered from the wreckage site at Baltimore's Key Bridge. Miguel Angel Luna Gonzalez's body was found inside a submerged truck. One other victim is still missing. Six members of a roadwork crew plunged to their deaths in March when a container ship lost power and crashed into a support column, collapsing the bridge. Homebuyers beware, mortgages are getting more expensive. One day after the Fed left interest rates unchanged, the average rate on a 30-year mortgage jumped to more than 7.2%. That's the highest in more than 5 months. And this comes at a bad time for buyers. More than a third of all home sales each year come between March and June. Here come the cicadas and their distinct sound. Billions are expected to emerge from underground across more than a dozen states. Details straight ahead. Parts of the U.S. are bracing for a historic bug invasion. It's already underway in the South, and this spring, by some estimates, about a trillion cicadas will emerge. And as CBS's Dave Malkoff reports, a lot of people are bugging out.
You're listening to the Song of the Season, sung by male cicadas who have been living on the roots of this Georgia tree since 2011.
He just came out of the ground. It all gets started just after sunset when they emerge from the earth where they've lived for 13 years.
They don't even have working wings till they molt out of their baby bodies, where they're mature enough to fly off. the southern soil just reached the trigger temperature of 64 degrees Fahrenheit.
Where's the sound actually coming from? It's hard to pinpoint.
It really is. It's kind of an ambient sound. They go to the top of the tree, and that's kind of where they do their mating ritual.
The eggs then drop back down here, a cycle that happens every 13 years. But this year is special.
I think I got one.
In central Illinois, Dr. Katie Dana and her son are waiting on the 17-year brood.
It's a boy.
And the 13-year ones, all in the same area, overlapping for the first time since 1803, when Thomas Jefferson was president.
And you can see other kinds of cicadas.
And those ones are still here in Urbana at the massive bug collection at the University of Illinois.
These specimens are from the great, 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 great grandparents.
We could talk about a trillion of these critters.
It's a big number, isn't it?
Yeah.
All this waiting and emerging and molting.
How was he able to jump on me if he doesn't even have wings yet?
Got rid of that baby body and flew home.
And freaking out the neighbors will come to an end about 2 weeks after they pop out of their shells. That is, if they make it to the treetops.
Everything eats these things.
This may actually be bad news for fishermen because with all the cicadas dropping in the lake here, the fish may already be full and not biting. Dave Malkoff, CBS News, Lincoln County, Georgia.
I'd pass on that stand-up. All right, folks, tonight's Heart of America is next. The heroes who stepped up to save a couple from their burning house.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Welcome to Fail Better, David Duchovny's new podcast with Lemonada Media. On Fail Better, David, who has experienced both low and high-profile failures throughout his life, explores the vast world of failure, how it holds us back, propels us forward, and ultimately shapes our lives. Each week, he'll chat with guests like Ben Stiller, Bette Midler, and more about how our perceived failures have actually been our biggest catalysts for growth, revelation, and even healing. Through these conversations, he hopes listeners can learn how to embrace the opportunity of failure and fail better together. Fail Better is out now wherever you get your podcasts.
Finally tonight, Heart of America. Two members of a Florida police department and a Good Samaritan who saved a couple from their burning home. Body cam video shows the scene when Officer Nicholas Jones and Detective Matthew Lemos arrived at the scene in Cape Coral. They didn't hesitate to help a woman that was trapped in her garage and also tackle the flames with the fire extinguisher, that is. Then with the help of a neighbor named Vincent Navy, they rescued the woman's husband, an amputee who needed assistance getting out in his wheelchair. The couple and their two dogs all made it out safely before the fire department arrived. The heroes were honored with life-saving awards for their efforts.
We really thrive on the community support that we get.
Those 3 to 5 minutes felt like eternity. I was just happy that they got out.
Three heroes who put their lives on the line to save others. Tonight's Heart of America. And that's tonight's evening news. For Nora O'Donnell, I'm James Brown. Good night.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
From the outside looking in, we were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But as detectives would soon learn, there was a lot going on inside the Hargan household.
Ashley and I have been calling my mom and the house and Helen. No one's answering.
63-year-old Pamela Hargan gunned down in her own home. Her youngest daughter, Helen, lay dead upstairs.
Patrol, when they arrived, assumed or thought that there might have been a murder-suicide.
But for the detectives on the scene,
there were things about the scene itself that were concerning to us on day one.
Who would want to kill their mother and their little sister?
There is no boogeyman here. It is exactly who we think it is.
I'm Peter Van Sant from 48 Hours. This is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, early and ad-free on the 48 Hours Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts.
Hi, it's Stephen Colbert, and I'm here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is the podcast of The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert. And I'm here with my producer of the podcast, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Stephen.
So what do people get when they listen to The Late Show Pod Show? Let's sell this thing.
The extended moments, for sure. Because we run out of time for broadcast, but we have plenty of time on the podcast.
It's kind of like being a live audience member of the show, because you get things that no one else hears. Listen to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert wherever you get your podcasts.